Would you like to see your organization ascend and go to places that it has never been before? Today, I am going to interview someone that I believe is going to talk with me about a subject that will take your organization, whether it be business, church, sports, education, or whatever you're involved in, and take it to a brand new level.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world, and with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Today we are here to discuss a subject that every organization must discuss. In fact, how many times have you been in a meeting and in the midst of that meeting you looked around and you said, who can do this? Who can do this? And all of a sudden, there's all this reality that comes upon you and you realize you don't have anyone. Or you realize that somebody's really pretty good, but they don't have your DNA. They don't fit. They can't do it because maybe they've not been equipped the way they need to be equipped. Today's conversation is going to be the kind of conversation that is really going to ascend your organization. This could be an incredible subject for you to sit down with your team and work through how you are doing this right now and what you may have the potential to doing in the near future. Now today what I'm doing is that I'm going to use an illustration. And I'm going to use an illustration throughout this podcast about how we do this here in the ministry that I lead called Cross Church. Because I have seen it take us to a brand new level. And the person I'm going to interview is a person that, yes, he has been trained in theological education. And yes, he is a theologian, and he is an educator. And yes, he is a minister, and yes, he has a doctorate degree. And yes, he leads a very valuable segment of our organization, but listen very carefully. This is not about the personality today. It's not about me today. It's about the huge nature of this issue and how much every business and organization and church and educational level and sport needs this subject. So today I pulled in out of our team, Dr. Ed Upton. Dr. Upton was raised in the life of Cross Church. Born and bred through the heartbeat and the DNA of this church. He was sent away for his education, receiving a master's and receiving a doctorate degree. So today, he is a proven leader, and we recently pulled him in a brand new way, taking him to a different level in his leadership. He now leads what we call the Cross Church School of Ministry. But this is not a conversation about our Cross Church School of Ministry. This is a conversation about using just that one segment of how valuable we believe that it is that we bring up other people and train up other people within the life of the organization. So, Dr. Ed Upton, thank you for being on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership today.
Thank you, Dr. Floyd, for having me.
Well, listen, Ed, I want us to go straight to the heart of the issue today because I want to talk about the value of an organization and how it can ascend when they are able to raise up their own talent. Not necessarily always like you, born and bred in that situation, but raise up their own talent in that they acquire them and then they equip them through the course of weeks and months or even years or a year. So why don't you talk about what an organization can gain from this very subject of equipping?
One of the things, Dr. Floyd, that is very, very important in any organization is culture. There are multiple aspects that are important, but culture really drives a lot of things that we do. And so when you have an opportunity to have people within your organization that you can invest in and that you can build up and that can grow up within your organization, that you can train, that really gives you an opportunity as a leader when you begin to promote people into different areas within your organization that you don't have to train culture. You don't have to train the excellence factor that you're looking for. And so what we have the ability to do here is the opportunity really to train culture before you ever put somebody into a higher level of leadership within your organization.
One of the things that really sets you apart in some degree relating to certain other staff members that may have even a better ability perhaps in some area than you would, but you were raised here. You get the dynamic. You get the culture. And when you get the culture, you get the heartbeat of the leader. Talk to us about the value of what that brings to an organization when you can have people that in the course of time can come up from within the organization to really help the leader.
Well, the beauty of being able to be here for a long period of time is that I understand the vision, I understand the mission of the organization that I'm a part of, and that you have allowed me to be a part of, that God has called me into. And so being here for a long time, what that does for me is that gives me time to align my heart with the vision of this organization. And really in any organization, when you have somebody who is there for a longer period of time before you begin to elevate them, that allows them time to really take that culture, to take that love, to take that heart, the mission of the organization, and imprint that on their own heart, so much so that the leader never has to question loyalty, the leader never has to question competency, they never has to question what this person's vision is. You know, because you know me, Dr. Floyd, that my vision is your vision for the church.
Yeah, you know, one of the most frustrating things to me came about several years ago, Dr. Upton, when I finally realized that, you know, here I am in this large organization, this large church, multiple campuses, thousands and thousands of people attending on a weekly basis. And I look around for staff persons and I can't go outside and hire people at times. I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand. Because I thought in my mind that once the organization really ascended to a certain level, I mean, this was going to be one of the easiest things in the world. But now I'm wiser. It's not always about the level of talent, even though I highly give credit to talent. It's about the talent within the life of an organization. Talk to us about what that can do in an organization when that talent has been groomed into the heartbeat and the lifeblood of the leader as well as the organization.
You know, Jim Collins wrote a book, Good to Great, several years ago. And in that book, he talks about getting the right person in the right seat on the bus. And so many times in organizations, we have people who are fantastic talent, fantastic heart, fantastic ideas, but they're just not in quite the right seat on the bus. And and what we have done, particularly here, but you could really do this in any organization, is developed, to use a sports analogy, what I like to call a farm system.
That's right.
Where we can really observe people that are these younger generation of leaders that are coming up, and we can ingrain in them our passion and our lifeblood of what we believe God has called us to do and of what we believe that the organization needs to be about.
Yeah, there's a filtering process that occurs, and that's what I want to move into what we do here, because we created now, I think we're in our fifth year of what we call the Cross Church School of Ministry. The Cross Church School of Ministry came out of the heartbeat of this thing. Where is our talent? Where can we get people? This should not be this hard. And so as we began to brainstorm about that, the Lord gave me the vision for what we call the Cross Church School of Ministry. And it's a one-year residential ministry experience. That's what it is. A one-year residential ministry experience that prepares leaders for life, ministry, and gospel advancement globally. Now, those of you in the business world, you might really find this humorous to some degree, especially those of you who might be in the healthcare profession. But for a minister, if a minister feels called of God and he comes to a point and says that and he believes that he's a pastor and a church takes care of him for a while to get him ready and might license him and ordain him, he doesn't necessarily have to be trained, even though it's best he is. And all of a sudden, he might be going out here pastoring some church or doing some level of ministry, and he's not even ready. And just like the medical profession, there was a residency program. They don't let them open me up, thank God, or open you up until they have proven that over the course of time as someone has walked with them through the journey. So what I want you to do is take a minute and talk openly, honestly about what it means to be a part of the Cross Church School of Ministry and what value that brings to the individual, whether they stay with us or they go elsewhere.
What we are striving to do here is to really take that and provide our students with that practical field ministry experience so that when they go and they go to a church or they're, you know, those that leave the school of ministry and maybe go work at a different church, they have a better understanding, yes, academically, but also practically what ministry looks like. And so we're moving into we're in the middle really of our fifth year. We have 33 students, and each one of those students who are here with us for this year, their job is to be involved, yes, in academics, but even more than that, to be involved in different ministry tracks throughout the church. And so the academic side is good, and we can teach that, and we do teach that. But the value of the School of Ministry is in what you said earlier. It's that residential ministry. It's learning the everyday ins and outs and ups and downs of ministry. My encouragement would be that if you have young people who you see are up-and-coming leaders, or you see people who you think, there's no way I can let this person go, there's an opportunity there to put them in different areas where they can learn and they can grow and they can be a part of your organization. And really, that it's that practical side of the experience. And so in the School of Ministry, what we're really striving for is that field ministry, that practical experience to help people understand, this is what your life looks like, this is who the church is, or this is who the organization is, and then in that, this is where you fit.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think is one of the keys to what we do is because we highly recognize the academic environment, we've created many partnerships with Christian universities and seminaries whereby a student can come here and gain up to what? How many hours?
It's up to 27 credit hours in one of our institutions.
There's one partnership that we have with 27 credit hours. Think about that on your master's level, 27 hours gained. That shows one thing. They are valuing what the local church can do to help train the ministers of the gospel.
That's exactly right.
I believe if that's true for a seminary, that might be true for a university level relating to business or relating to some other profession out here, because there's always elective hours. And in those elective hours, that's where some of those things are there, or the field experience is what it's often called, on the job training, all that kind of stuff. So many educational centers are requiring that because they know the value of it. And so if you have a young man or a woman that believes God's called them to ministry and they want training and they want one of their years of seminary could be spent on the local church field, they're not going to lose any hours coming here. And that was, I think, a stroke of genius in the original intent of what our organization was to establish these partnerships so a person wouldn't feel like, oh, I'm going to tread water for the next year of my life. You're not treading water one bit, and you're going to operate way beyond an intern level. You're going to operate as a resident minister. You're going to be in meetings. You're going to be on retreats. You're going to be in charge of things. You're going to have accountability, but you're also not going to be by yourself. We cannot undervalue on-the-job training.
As people walk through our particular program here in the School of Ministry, there's some things that we want for them. And in those things that we want for them, we want them to know who they are. We want them to know who God is, and we want them to know what that means for their life, what that looks like for them over the coming years as they progress either into their call of ministry, or we would also consider it a great win for them if somebody comes to the School of Ministry and they realize, hey, ministry's not for me. We have put some things in place here to help people understand who they are. And one of those, we do a spiritual gifts assessment where we help them understand what their spiritual gift is. We do a personality assessment to help them understand how God has wired them. And you know, you might learn in a spiritual gifts assessment or in a personality assessment that the position that they're hoping to get maybe doesn't fit them really well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, organizationally speaking, that helps us to go back to what we talked about earlier, get people in the right seat on the bus.
Yeah, and one of the things that you mentioned there, and with this we'll move toward bringing closure today, but to me it's one of the great things that the Lord has permitted us to discover over the last couple of years together. And this is way beyond the ministry of the school. This goes to the entire staff level. We became exposed to not simply the spiritual gifts model, but also the Insights personality profile. And that Insights personality profile we have done on all of our team now that are on our ministry staff team, which is quite large, as well as our students. And we even have done it in relationship to my work with the National Day of Prayer with some of those people, along with others as well. And I want you to talk to us about this because you have spent like 4 or 5 days in a row being trained in all this, and now you're able to sit down and take a group through it, and you're able to do it all yourself and lead them through it. It's a simple 20-25 minute evaluation that somebody has. It's not about a right or wrong answer. It's just simply about what they like, who they are, what they're about. But talk to us about the value of the Insights inventory.
The Insights in particular, the Insights personality profile, has probably been the most scarily accurate profile I've ever taken. And it's also the most in-depth, I believe. You take this profile, it's 25 statements, and you decide whether or not you agree or disagree, so on and so forth. And then it gives you an 18-page document, so to speak, about you. And it tells you about you. It tells you about how you think and what your weaknesses and strengths possibly could be. I mean, it's not obviously a perfect profile, but it is the most accurate profile that I've ever taken on me. And really, though, in that whole process of understanding that Insights personality profile and understanding, you know, what color preference you may show on a particular day and how that plays out in your life, it goes back to the idea, to the principle that we want for our people here in the School of Ministry, but really and truly what we would want for any organization that we ever led.
Absolutely.
Which is, we want people to understand as much as they possibly can about themselves.
Yeah, and you know what, Dr. Upton, one of the things that to me is oftentimes so misunderstood in the church is that we think God's equipped us to do everything. God has equipped you to do what He's called you to do. He's equipped you with gifts. He's equipped you with a personality. And there's just some things, guess what, Ronnie Floyd can't do. Ronnie Floyd doesn't need to do. I think one of the greatest things we've done to add value to our organization and to our people that work here at Cross Church is the Insights personality profile. It's fun. It's exciting. It's dynamic between a husband and wife. It is the funniest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And we have had a blast. I mean, just a blast talking about it with team members and with people in their marriage. The value is, I know me better. And just the simplicity of adding value is so powerful in an organization, is it not?
It is. It's extremely powerful. And we have also seen that it's very powerful in marriages, like you said earlier. And just understanding not only you, but understanding your spouse.
But the whole element that I think that I want to bring us back around to before we say goodbye on the end of this podcast today is that this is all about adding value to your organization. You add value into the life of your people. You deposit money toward their ability. You do everything you can to develop them, to help them to get to know who they are, so that they can be used in the most effective way. Dr. Upton, I want to thank you for being on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership today. I want to give you an opportunity to say any closing words about why you deeply believe an organization needs to do what we're talking about today.
I feel like that if you can spend your time and your energy and your money in the training aspect, you will ultimately save yourself a lot of heartache and money and energy later on when you have to hire somebody that maybe you don't know as well, or you have to put somebody in a leadership position that you haven't really been able to properly vet over a long period of time. And there are some things in your life, there are some things in your organizational life that you're just not going to know without time. Mm-hmm. And that's what this opportunity of training these leaders and then moving them over the course of a year or 2 years, that's what that affords us an opportunity to do, is to give them time and to watch them and to evaluate them and to assess them and to train them and to then also recruit them into different positions.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for adding value to our conversation today. You know, one of the greatest leaders I've ever had the privilege of meeting and getting to know, especially a few years ago, was Dr. John Maxwell, a prolific author, tremendous teacher and instructor on leadership, and still does it all over the world today. One of the things John taught me years ago is you either pay now and play later, or you play now and you pay later. Oftentimes, we want to be somewhere in our lives and we're not willing to pay the price on the front end. I think there are organizations everywhere who are listening today, people who are involved at whatever level of organization. You know what? There's a lot of good things you can do, but are you doing the best things? And if you don't do the best things, you're going to pay for it in the future. And the reason I am so passionate about this subject today is because I believe deeply that people change the world.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.